This is All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. Today's book, Cherokee America, a novel by Margaret Burbell, appeared on several Best Books of the Year list in 2019. And I very much enjoyed her previous novel, Maud's Line, which was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Margaret Burbell is an enrolled citizen of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. This book, Cherokee America, is a family saga set in Oklahoma Territory in the Cherokee Nation just after the Civil War. The book's title refers both to where the book is set and to the name of the family matriarch here, Cherokee America, known as Chek. As the book opens, she is nursing her husband who is dying. Their five sons range in age from a toddler through an almost adult teenager. Chek is mixed Cherokee and white and has passed for white in other places. Her ancestors include whites and prominent Cherokee families, some of whom own slaves. She's married to a white abolitionist. Their community includes Native Americans whose homes and livelihood were wiped out during the Civil War when some Native Americans sided with the South, others with the North. An African-American couple, formerly owned by Chek's family, works on their place. The experiences of the infamous Trail of Tears are still recent enough for some people to remember. As she notes in interviews, Burbell was inspired to create the character of Chek by a real-life woman named Cherokee America Rogers that Verbal's grandmother had told her about. In an interview, Burbell said, "The reason Grandma felt so fondly of her is because when her father, who is my great-grandfather, and his brother came as orphans of the Civil War into Indian Territory, trying to find work and a place to live, Mrs. Rogers took them in, and she essentially made their lives. They became farmers here in eastern Oklahoma, and they married into Cherokee families, and they had a good life." This book includes a cast of characters chart in the opening pages, which I found especially helpful in keeping track of all the people, especially early on. It doesn't note the race of each character, and there were times when I would have appreciated that addition. The politics of race and class arise over and over in this story, both in how individuals relate to each other and how they fit into the world more generally. Verbal animates a wide variety of people, and as the book progresses, their characters develop in ways that make sense. Regarding writing such a multicultural book, in an interview, Verbal said, "Cherokee America was decades in the making. In part, that was because it took a lot of background reading to produce. But largely, it's because when I first started trying to get it published, there wasn't a market for multicultural fiction. Agents were afraid to take on a book so Indian, didn't think they could sell it, and often didn't understand the tribal aspect of it, which dictates writing about a whole group of people, not just a singular character who rises or falls." While this novel is described as a family saga, it actually takes place over a fairly short period in 1875. Within that period, her husband dies, a water witcher is killed, her son is involved in a murder in a tawdry brothel, and the people of her community conspire to take care of the crimes in such a way that the nearby white marshal won't be tempted to enter the Cherokee Nation to restore order. They want to remain in charge of their own community. For Chek, this results in the heartache of her son leaving and being always on the run. Flashbacks through personal reflection help to convey much of the story that happened well before 1875. The pace of the book is interesting, and in interviews, Verbal noted that her experience has been that the Cherokee way is less direct than the European way, and she wished to have the story reflect that pace. Verbal's writing is straightforward. People who prefer artfulness or elegant displays of language might be disappointed in that. I found her style an excellent reflection of her frontier-era characters. The voice is that of a third-person narrator. There are several droll, humorous moments in the book, many of them attached to how the characters spend quite a bit of time thinking about sex, and how as ranching and farming people, they're especially down to earth. Sometimes that humor arises quite unexpectedly. Verbal wrote this book in fairly small sections with individual headings, anywhere from a page to a few pages long. I appreciated this format. It allows the author to move between time and place, signaling changes. Verbal also incorporates the written Cherokee language into this book, and its distinctive look underscores the complexity of the Cherokee culture. Chek's character is an interesting one. The Cherokee tradition is that much of the property and decision-making falls to the women. With her husband on his deathbed, Chek is definitely the one in charge. The way she talks with her sons and others isn't always direct, and she knows that often she has to chart a course without full information. Chek's grief finds some relief in the crimes that happen in the course of this novel and her way of trying to resolve the issues they present. It also raises some other lines of thought for Chek. Verbal writes, Chek recognized that Turtle's murder, like Jenny's disappearance, distracted her from her grief. She was thankful for that, but irritable. She again fumbled around inside searching for a reason. What she turned up was a wish, that she'd been born a man. She'd wished that before, but only during childbirth. What she really wished was that she could unclasp the confines of the feminine role like she unclasped her corset at night. She had more power and freedom as a Cherokee woman than she'd had living in Ohio as a white, but in this crisis, that wasn't enough. She wanted to strap on that revolver, ride with the posse, protect her sons, kill the killers herself. At 377 pages, this isn't too long for book groups, and I see it as a perfect book group novel. There's so much information shared about this historical time period, so much to learn about the interactions between the Cherokee, other Native Americans, whites, and blacks. The issues of class, race, and gender connect 1875 to 2020. But it's the relationships among individuals that make this such an interesting book. Time and place interfere in what we might expect from people's behavior now. Even so, there are timeless aspects to grief, to those relationships, to shame, to decisions made in haste. Margaret Verbal pulls off that author's trick of setting those timeless themes in a very particular and particularly interesting time and place. The book is Cherokee America, a novel by Margaret Verbal, published by Houghton Mifflin in 2019. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online when you visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.